What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. Today is Friday, February 28th, 2025, and I'm excited and glad to be alive. It's the last day of Black History Month, but that doesn't mean Black history has to stop. Come on out, producer Brick. Come on, come on, come on. Let's go and get this party started. Let's get this thing rolling.
Hey, hey, hey.
How we feeling? How we feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. How you doing? Happy Friday. Hey. Happy last day of Black History Month. Just happy, happy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. All right. So look, we last day of Black History Month. And I wanna go ahead and get into my Black History fact. Well, first, let's talk just a little bit about Friday Flex, just so what people know, what they're aware of what Friday Flex is all about. The Friday Flex. The Friday Flex, this is where we get to wrap up the week with a bang, where we're having fun. Y'all, we having fun today. Cause life can be stressful. So much is going on in the world right now. We all need to take a day to woosah and take a day to relax. So we're gonna talk a little bit about trending topics. And yesterday, what we talked about on the Thursday Night Showdown, yesterday, we were talking about the Target fast, right? We're talking about how Dr. Jamal Bryant is telling us, don't go spend them coins on the 28th. Stay at the house, keep them coins in your pocket unless you're spending them with a small Black business. So that's what we talked about yesterday. If you missed that episode, go ahead and go check it out. We talked about the fast, and we even signed up live for the Target fast. So feel free to join us there. But today we're going to switch gears just a little bit. Okay. Today we're going to have a little bit of fun, like I said before. And the thing that I want us to really focus and hone in on today is having fun. But for my Black History fact today, I want to take us back to 1974. In 1974, the Dallas African American Museum was founded on the campus of Bishop College. And this one, this Black History fact is really special to me because the original name of the museum was the Southwest Research Center and Museum of African American Life and Culture. Okay, just stick with me. And the founding director, who was my first boss, right? The founding director of the museum, his name is Dr. Harry Robinson. And Dr. Robinson was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. So born in Louisiana, just like me. And he grew up in rural Louisiana. And get this, he earned his bachelor degree from Southern University in Baton Rouge, which is the same place my dad went to school. So this is really special Black History Month fact for me. I just wanted to end out the month strong and just share that. Because Dr. Harry Robinson has retired from his role that he was playing at the African American Museum. But if you know Dr. Robinson, like I know Dr. Robinson, you can't keep him away from the museum. So that is my Black History fact for today, wrapping up the last day of Black History Month, 2025, February 28th. Producer Britt, you got a Black History fact for us? You got something you want to share with us?
Just something that I saw. Scrolling is that the coach Don Stan how do you say your last name?
Don Staley.
Yeah, Coach Staley. I call her Don. So Coach Don Staley, she's releasing a book about her legendary career. So, you know, she's Black history through and through, you know, highest paid coach. And you know, just proud of all her accomplishments. So just want to put some, you know, some praise on Coach Staley. Yeah.
For sure. Well, I mean, Coach Staley, not only because a lot of people are like, oh, she just gets great basketball players, but one thing people don't even know, I know it was publicized like some time ago, but there wasn't a particular major that one of her recruits wanted to pursue, and I think she was like 4-star recruit. Coach Don Staley talked with the recruit, got clear on what it was that the young lady wanted to do, what it was she wanted to study, and then she went and talked to the admissions office, I believe, right, to get that major either created or to get those classes in place to where that young lady who's pursuing that degree would be able to do that at University of South Carolina. So shout out to Coach Staley for being a true player's coach, really making things happen and really getting it done for more than an athlete, right? For more than an athlete.
Yeah. Love that.
We
love
like
that.
Moving
right along, I got some funny stuff in my saved folder here for what I saw scrolling. So, did you know?
Come on with the archives.
My archives for Friday. You know, my Friday funnies, okay? So, I saved this because did you know that the Goldman Sachs CEO is also a DJ? He has 250,000 listeners monthly on Spotify.
What in the world? I had no idea. That's a fun fact.
So, you know, aside with being a multimillionaire, I don't know his net worth, maybe a billionaire, but he's also a DJ. You can catch him out DJing somewhere. Ain't that cool? And he got some other a really cool one that I found was that the very first Applebee's and IHOP restaurant in the U.S. has officially opened in Texas. Okay, I don't know why Applebee's and IHOP hooked up together, but they did. Okay, and let's see where it is. It's in Seguin.
Applebee's and IHOP. If Applebee's and IHOP had a baby, what would they? What would that baby be? Because you got the triple dipper.
Apples on a pancakes. It'd be apples on the pancakes, right? Wouldn't that make
That's
sense?
That's hilarious. Okay.
Okay. That makes perfect sense. If you did, you know Salt Bae? You know Salt Bae? Salt Bae. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got the pleasure of going to his restaurant here in Dallas when it first opened. He came to my table. He actually, when I walked into the restaurant, they sat us down and then he came over to our table, held my hand, walked me around the whole entire restaurant, Jonathan. And I was like, everybody was looking at me like, who is this woman? And I was like, I don't know who this man thinks I am, but I got the VIP tour that day. And so the steak was good. The food was good. And it was just a great experience. It's definitely a experience restaurant. So I got the pleasure of getting a picture with Salt Bae. I got to show you my picture now. I got the pleasure of getting a picture with him. And he doesn't speak English. He does not speak English. So for him to...
At all?
I don't know. Maybe he knows hello or something like that. But yeah, that's me and Salt Bae.
Salt Bae Salem. Okay.
Salt Bae, yeah. And then this is him at our table.
Cutting it up.
Yeah, cutting it up. It was a good night. I went with a group of friends. It was just a great experience. Ooh. It was a whole situation.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's what's up though. So he's still doing his thing. He's still out. He's still dropping the saw, hitting him with it. He's still out and about doing his thing.
I haven't seen him, but I know the Dallas location is closing. And so, I mean, that was the point of me sharing that story. Is that the Dallas location is closing. Ooh. I mean, the steaks are like $500.
So you bought a $500 steak?
No, I did not buy a $500 steak.
So you enjoyed a $500 steak?
I enjoyed a $500 steak. I told you when we were a group of people, I did have my portion to pay. And then somebody was just like, I got it. And I was like, you do got it. So you take it. I'm going to keep my money. Yeah, I ain't going to argue with you. Something else that I saw. Let's see. Something else. Did you see this? First Latino to own an NBA team, Alex Rodriguez. Majority owner
Alex Rodriguez is buying
everything.
It's getting crazy. It's getting out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting out of hand. Mm-hmm. Alex Rodriguez and Magic Johnson is getting out of hand.
Oh, man. Magic Johnson. I mean, what is he? The Dodgers? Name him out.
He got the Dodgers. He has the movie theaters.
Yes.
It's also a basketball team. Okay. I can't think of everything
soccer,
else.
Does he have a soccer team?
But
maybe.
He might. He might, because it seemed like it almost seemed like soccer team is like low hanging fruit, because a lot of athletes, it's like that's like the first place they're going. They're like, oh, I can get equity, ownership or a partnership, and
yeah,
you know, moving, because even Marshawn Lynch, but we can get off that.
I mean, soccer is the most popular sport. So Will Smith confirms I Am Legend is moving forward. So, like you said the other day, Michael B. is one of your favorite actors. And Will Smith, legendary icon. I mean, oh my gosh. Pursuit of Happiness, cried. 7 Pounds, cried. Concussion, oh, yeah, cried. I mean, the man, I can't keep my tears in when Will Smith is on the screen. Oh, what you got?
Collateral Beauty.
Yes.
Have you seen that one?
I know. I think that's the one that I meant. That's the one that I meant. Yes. Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
Collateral Beauty. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That movie there. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So it's coming. This is a new, like you said, you wanted to see Michael B. Jordan and new faces, new things. So
come on.
Come on. Okay. Okay. So you with it? Cool.
Yeah, I need to see it. I want him to expand his repertoire a little bit. Just that's all. Just a little bit.
Speaking of movies, Ben Stiller pickleball comedy has finished filming. So you know Dodgeball, but now they're doing pickleball.
Dodgeball was iconic. Dodgeball.
You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball.
Iconic. I mean, Ben Stiller, I feel like is slept on. Ben Stiller is hilarious.
No.
R.I.P. to his dad. His dad also hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah, I don't think he's slept on.
Yeah, I mean,
he's the director for Severance. You know, Ben Stiller is that guy.
Okay.
Speaking of movies, you went to go see Captain America. Talk about that.
I mean, I don't want to put on a spoiler. I mean, I guess we're past that time. But what I didn't like was how long I had to. I felt like it was almost about to be the end of the movie, and I'm like, okay, this is where Red Hulk comes in. I was like, where's Red Hulk? What's happening? But I think Anthony Mackie typically is a great actor, and I'm not saying he didn't do his thing in this one. I feel like he did, but I think his co-star is a new and up and coming.
Uh-huh.
Because I mean, I wasn't really getting the vibes from him that I just don't know if I see him and Anthony Mackie on the same level type deal. So I think it kind of took something away.
I don't know who the co-star is. I haven't seen the movie, so I'll have to check that out.
It's one of our Hispanic brothers, or Puerto Rican brothers, Latinx.
Latinx.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I talked about stores closing the past 2 weeks. Dairy Queen is closing 24 locations across Texas. So, I mean, I love a good blizzard.
When's the last time you've been to Dairy Queen?
I mean, it's been a while. But when it's off
have
the
you
highway,
ever eaten? Yeah, food? Yeah. Have you ever eaten food from Dairy Queen?
Maybe when I was a little girl.
The only thing I'm getting from Dairy Queen is going to be a
blizzard.
That's about it.
Yeah, maybe they should rebrand and come back as an ice cream shop only. I mean, wasn't that what they were before? I don't know.
I mean, I guess they're trying to go head-to-head with Brahms, but when I tell you, every time I drive past Brahms, the line be out the yin-yang.
Good.
People in Texas love Brahms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all love Brahms.
Yeah. Don't say y'all, because I'm not a fan. I like Brahms, but I'm not on that level. Like, I like Burger Street.
Is Burger Street Texas? Or what?
I believe so. So, you know, I gave and I reported that, you know, Greg Popovich, legendary Hall of Fame coach, was out due to a stroke indefinitely. So this was, I believe, this is a day ago. So he said, I will continue to focus on my health with the hope that I can return to coaching in the future. So, you know, we just pray that he gets better because we want to see him back on the sideline. You know, we need to see Pop out there doing his thing. So that's an update on Greg Popovich.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I mean, because he is like, he's one of them people that you look for, because people have nothing but great things to say about him. Mm-hmm. When he was on the sidelines and Craig Sager was interviewing him and checking in, hey Craig, how you been, like all that type thing. So he's a really good guy, and I mean, true basketball savant, and really cares for other people. So yeah, prayers up for him for sure.
Remember I reported that, you know, the Mavericks and the Lakers played, or the Lakers and the Mavericks, however you want to say it, the most watched NBA game since the season opener.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I mean, it's drama right now. I mean, the drama is all over the NBA right now.
I mean, I can see it, but that's kind of sad, ain't it? If this is most watched since the opener, that mean ratings for sure is dropping. But that also means people just want to see what Luka's
going to
do.
That's because they don't start the games on time.
Is that really a thing?
Yes. I was watching the All-Star game. Okay, so they say, hey, the game starts at 7:30. Game don't really start till 8 o'clock. Or they say, All-Star game, we're going to start at 7:15. Didn't start till 7:45, 7:50. So it's like, what is happening? Like, why can't y'all just start the game? I get that everybody wants to see Shaq, Kenny, Ernie, and Chuck, but they are for halftime, not for the whole entire game. You know, like, we stop that preseason stuff. Because NFL, when they say, hey, we starting at 7:30, we starting at 8, they start the game. They start the game.
but the NBA, in the NBA's defense, I feel like they say, before the game starts at blah, 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 7:30, tip-off is at 7:45. They don't say that, like, in the fine print, because I know NFL, they do. They're like, hey, game starts at 8, coverage starts at 8, but the kickoff happens at 8:05 type deal. They don't do that for the NBA?
They might say the kickoff starts at 8:05, but it starts at 8:05. NBA might say, hey, it starts at 8:05, but it don't start till 8:30. NBA be on CPT time.
Go ahead, say it.
Yeah, be on CPT. Like, come on now. Hey, start the game on time. But dilemma with them. That's just been my dilemma. I'm like, hey, if we're going to start the game, start the game. I don't know if you've seen this. This is super old. But Nike and Kim Kardashian, they're doing Skims. Nike and Skims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breaking the mold. Kim K.
She going to get that bread. That's
she sure. get. She gets it.
Yeah, she does.
She gets it, man.
Yeah.
She gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's all I saw scrolling. You know, that was in my archives. If you see anything that you want to see featured on the show, send me a DM on Producer Britt at Instagram or Producer Britt on TikTok. All right. When we come back, we're gonna talk about some events. We're gonna laugh a little bit more, and we're gonna have some more fun right here on Friday Night Flex. Stay tuned for more Speak Your Success.
Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today.
All right. Welcome back to Speak Your Success. Come on, Producer Britt. Come on, let's go ahead and get into these events. But before I let you share your events, I just want to say this. I'm really excited because this weekend, it's my son's second birthday. We're having his birthday party this weekend. It's going down. Yeah, so we got... Shut the club down. Okay. Last year, the theme was Uno. So my wife found like these Uno patches and she put some on her jean jacket. I put some on my denim jacket. And then he had on denim overalls. And then, you know, it said his name and everything like that with the patches. So that was pretty cool. But this year, we're going too fast, too curious. So, you know, we got the whole race car theme going. Uh-huh. We got the checkered flag going. Uh-huh. We got, you know, the whole shebang. My wife, she did a great job ordering all this stuff from a site somewhere, right? I'm not going to say the site because, you know, Black Friday, Friday Black, all that. But we ordered it before. She ordered this like a month. She ordered this like months ago. Okay. But we got plates. We got cups. We got little fuel jugs that they drink out of. It's it's a whole situation. So
what do we do at a 2-year-old's birthday party? Well, what do you do? What are the activities? What do you do?
Yeah,
just throw the kids in there and they all just play around, or what's happening?
Yeah, so we're going. It's like a kids' play area type deal where they got the foam pits a little bit. They got like a little bit of the trampoline type floors, and they got the slides where you slide into a ball pit, go in there, have fun, right? So, you know, just gonna be around him. And my mom came down, and you know, some other family and friends are gonna be around. So we just let them do that, and then we're gonna get them the baby cupcakes, because y'all be tripping giving these little babies full-blown cupcake. Don't even know what to do with all that icing. Give that icing to a grown man. I know what to do with that icing. But anyway.
Oh, you trying to eat.
We're going to give him the baby cupcakes. We're going to give him the baby cupcakes. Uh-huh. And then, you know, we're going to let him do his thing.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to let him do his thing. So
okay,
it's going
cool.
Down. It's going down.
Okay, so on the adult side, okay, the events this weekend. Yeah. So what the adults can do, if you're not tuning in for the 2-year-old Baby Jones Fast and Curious birthday party, what you can do is, if you're in the Dallas area, they have this, the Village Dallas presents Mardi Gras on Main Street. So are you familiar with Mardi Gras, you know, fellow Louisianan?
I mean, I'm familiar with Mardi Gras. I don't know how much of Mardi Gras they doing on Main Street. They ain't doing Mardi Gras like New Orleans. But I mean,
of course.
I'm sure people gonna go out there and go get it.
Yeah, people gonna go out there
and do the same thing they do for St. Patrick's Day, okay?
Yeah, I believe it's just a good time. Live music, crawfish, and more, okay? It's free. And then let's see what the $40 gets you. Okay, you get the Hurricane King package, you get the Crawdaddy package. Okay. I don't eat crawfish. Are you a crawfish lover?
You don't eat crawfish?
It's not enough meat in those little bitty things. I understand why people are like, oh, give me a whole pound. Because you really need 2 pounds to get full. And I just don't have time for all that cracking. I don't have time for all that.
I get well. You ain't learned how to crack it right, baby. Okay, but I do appreciate crawfish. I appreciate. I probably need to go down to Shells and Tails to go and give me some crawfish, because I know they test it right in season.
Yeah.
So I go over there, see Chef Jermaine, aka Blue, tell him to hook me up.
Okay. Next, if you're a single and if you're looking for some speed dating at the Green Jacket Indoor Golf and Sports Bar. Okay, 30 and up. Okay, I love a good 30 and up event. You know, just leave all those others where they're supposed to be. Okay, go do your own thing. Okay, it's tomorrow, March 1st. It starts at 5 p.m. Enjoy yourself. Let's see what the tickets get you. So males, $30. Male, bring a friend, $15. Oh, female sold out. So the women are there, okay? The women are always there.
The women
don't ever show up. And sometimes that's the problem.
That's tough. Producer Britt, I got a question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to a speed dating event before?
Never. I've never done that.
Never?
Nah.
No. Oh, wow. I was once an MC at a speed dating event before.
Wow.
But I wasn't doing speed dating. Nice. Yeah, I MC'd, and of course I sold a couple of books.
Okay. Hey. Oh my gosh. Okay, and then you know we always love a good self care. So Dallas Self Care Festival. I will say, our black people, we make a festival for anything. Okay, add fun to it and just put festival on the end and whatever it is, people gonna show out. Okay, because the tickets are going by fast. Okay, so March 2nd. This is on Sunday. This is at 11 a.m. And let's see what the tickets get you. So you have general admission, $10, VIP, $45. I'm always skeptical about the VIP because, you know, what is VIP these days? It's always different.
Give me. Tell me in the details exactly what I'm getting if I sign up for VIP. I need to know exactly what I'm getting.
A private VIP panel discussion? That's not what I don't want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that mean? What does that mean?
That's all I get. Okay.
You said what?
I said, wait a minute. That's all I get extra? We just doing a panel?
Yeah.
What if the people don't show up for the panel? Yeah, I ain't gonna bash the event. I'm sure it's gonna be a great panel.
I'm not gonna bash your event. But if you're looking for self care, y'all go to self care, Dallas Self Care Festival at Lofty Spaces. Okay. And this is my favorite one. I've been excited about this one. I might go to this one myself. So this is March 2nd. This is on Sunday. What did I say? I just said this yesterday. My favorite place to go grocery shopping is Central Market. Okay. This starts at 5 p.m. And this is a make and take gumbo. Okay. So you will be in a cooking class in our kitchen with a small team and take home 2 servings of each dish at the end of the class. Okay. So 18 and up. You know, you get to learn how to make a roux, techniques. You'll work in small teams, like I said, produce flavorful meals in a bowl. And and you'll get to take that home. And so that costs $85.
How much those tickets going for?
That's $85.
Okay.
One remaining.
Yeah, okay. I'm about to say 2 servings.
Whoever that lucky person is, they about to get that one ticket. Oh. But,
Oh, dang.
It ain't gonna be me, y'all. It ain't gonna be me. Never mind. Guess I'm not going to that one. But those are the events. That's all I got. And if there's any events around town that y'all know about, let us know. Tell us. Maybe we wanna go. If you want us to come to your event, let us know. What do you think, Jonathan?
I'm down. Let us know where the event is. Let us know what's happening. Give us a little bit of notice. We need a little bit of notice because you know we got stuff going on in our lives. But if y'all want us to pull up, pop up, we can make it happen.
Yeah. All right.
For sure.
All right, guys. So we're gonna be right back with Ask Jonathan, and we'll be right back with more Speaker Success.
Are you a new or budding entrepreneur looking to set your business up for success? Profit Mode is here to help you navigate your entrepreneurial journey with expert education and services. From tax planning and bookkeeping to selecting the right business structure, Profit Mode has you covered. They'll even educate you on how to properly set up your business for building credit so you can grow with confidence. Profit Mode's mission is to provide you with the tools and guidance you need to establish a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're just getting started or you're ready to take the next step, we're here to support your goals. Let Profit Mode help you turn that entrepreneurial dream into a reality with the knowledge and services to back it up. Your success starts with the right foundation. Contact Profit Mode today to get started.
All right. This is my favorite segment every single show. Even some of the time when Producer Britt brings some of that What I Saw Scrolling, that also is one of my favorite segments too. I like the whole show actually. I guess I should have been a co-host.
Thank you.
We should have been a co-host or something on the thing. You know, I like the show. But anyway.
Okay.
It's on you.
All right. So did you watch cartoons when you were a kid?
Don't disrespect me. Of course I did. I watched all the cartoons.
So, if you could be any cartoon character for a day, who would it be?
Any cartoon character for a day, I probably would be Tasmanian Devil, because he just be everywhere.
Really?
Just tearing everything up. Yeah, just, I mean, it was the first, that's one of the first people that came to mind. It would be him or like an Animaniac.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Okay. If you could invent any ice cream flavor, what are you making? Well, first, what's your favorite ice cream? Wow.
Birthday cake.
Oh my gosh. Just sweets all around.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor? What's wrong with birthday cake?
My whole family, if my mama watching, whoever, somebody in my family, if they're watching, we are a pralines and cream family. Okay. We love good pralines and cream. Yep.
Oh, so y'all bougie.
Baskin Robbins. Cool. Bougie. Hey, that's a compliment these days. But but Baskin Robbins send us the Gordon Turner Lucky family, send us a bucket of pralines and cream. That's our stuff right there. Pralines and cream. You never had pralines.
Who y'all know Baskin Robbins? Who y'all know Baskin Robbins? That's the real question.
I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. I'm saying Baskin Robbins, send us something. Send me something.
Are you telling them to send
yeah,
you something? Oh, I thought you said they sent
something.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
I probably have tried pralines and cream. I feel like I have.
If it's not pralines and cream, it's definitely like butter pecan. Yeah, butter pecan. Mm-hmm.
Birthday cake.
Okay.
If I'm just being safe, cookies and cream.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's a silly fear that you have?
I don't have silly fears. I don't have fears. When I was younger, I'm not afraid of spiders. But when I was younger, mm-hmm. I was definitely like afraid of the dark. I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm afraid of potentially what's in the dark. So it was always just, you know, just one of those things.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't want to say, I'm gonna say this answer, but you can be like, Jonathan, that's too deep. But honestly, my biggest fear is literally not living up to my potential, not getting all of what God has for me. That's one of my fears.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
I want the whole thing.
I feel you on that.
I want the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what you got? What you got for a silly fear?
A silly fear? I'm gonna say my silly fear is I do agree with you, not living up to my potential, but my silly fear would probably have to be, when you're cleaning the kitchen, the food and the nasty food in the sink, touching that. I don't care what it is. It is disgusting. You remember Fear Factor? If that was something that I had to do on Fear Factor, I mean, that would just gross me out. Because I've seen my mom like wash dishes and then like grab it and throw it away. And it's just all types of food. And it's just so nasty. It's so nasty. I can't do it. I can't touch it. I can't touch like the sliminess. Ugh. Yuck. It's nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, get a little ick. Okay, I'm with it. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
That is nasty. Yeah, it is
that's
nasty.
Fair.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Jonathan, I'm gonna switch it up on you. What's a question you got for Producer Britt?
Oh wow, what's a question for Producer Britt?
You know, with Fun Friday. You know, nothing serious. You know, just
Fun Friday. Oh, nothing too deep. Okay.
Friday Night
okay.
Flex. Don't forget.
Hit him with the flex.
Were you high
what
school when that
is,
song came out? Or are you?
Let's keep going, because I'm not going to answer and then you're going to try to hit a little joke. We're not going to do that. What question do I have for Producer Britt?
Chat, what's a question you got for Jonathan? Put it in the chat. What you got?
Yeah, that is, that is good. What's one thing that is a hidden talent that you have that nobody knows?
A hidden talent. I'm a really great whistler.
A really great whistler?
Yeah.
Really?
Whistle really good.
Give us something.
I could put an album give out of me whistling.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I used to play the trumpet.
So Andre 3000 put out an album out.
Me and Andre, we could put an album out together. You know, he's on the flute and I'm in the back, I'm whistling. So
same. That's hilarious. But wait, yeah. Wait, go ahead. You said you played the trumpet.
No,
and
so yeah,
go ahead and talk about it.
I played the trumpet for 3 years, and you're just the way your mouth has to be on the mouthpiece. And you have to do like a siren noise when you hear a siren. You have to do that in the mouthpiece. And so that's one of the first things that you do. And yeah, I just became a really good whistler. Like, yeah. Like I whistle throughout the day. I can't do it right now. I have to hear it first. But if I hear a bird, I can mimic a bird, like a bird whistle. Yeah.
That's interesting. But, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Let me give you one more. Oh, go ahead.
Let me see if I can do a siren. Hold on. Okay, so it's like I hear a siren right now. Yeah. And then if you do it the opposite way, like. Oh. Yeah.
That's impressive.
When I see some people. Yeah. Like, yeah, I can whistle. I be whistling. Mm-hmm. I'm that person that be
okay.
Yeah, I be whistling. I whistle, like if I'm in the grocery store, if I got my headphones on, if I just like something that I'm just doing and I, you know, not thinking about it, just start whistling. I'm like, oh gosh, I'm whistling so loud, and then my whistles are so loud too. But yeah. Yeah, I love a good whistle moment.
Okay, well, here's a not so fun Friday type question, but I mean, it's not too deep. But what's one thing producer Britt wants to accomplish in the year of 2025?
Ooh, that's a good one. 2025, I would like to accomplish. Let's see, man. I feel like I've accomplished so much.
Okay, talk your talk.
I would like to accomplish maybe hosting an event. I've never hosted
any particular type of event?
No. I mean, well, you know, nothing too serious, something in an entertainment, something that I can be myself and, you know, just show my personality. Nothing too serious, because I do have a bubbly personality, and you know, sometimes I just laugh at any time. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. I would say host an event. I would like to put that on my resume for sure.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough. I wish I got to be like you. I wish I got to prepare. If I got to prepare, uh-huh. I would have. If I prepared, then I would have been able to have some prepared questions to ask. But I'm just going to keep them in the pocket from now on. I'm going to keep a couple questions in the back pocket.
You never know. I might call up on you. You never know.
No, I might just flip the script on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jonathan. All right, guys. If you have any questions that you want to ask Jonathan, send me a DM at Producer Britt on Instagram or send me a DM on TikTok. I'll look at the question, I'll put it in the rotation, and you might hear your question on one of the shows, all right? So, Jonathan, I'm going to give it back to you for your final thought.
All right. Everybody, thanks so much for coming out, hanging out with us on the Friday Night Flex for the last day of February 2025. And for the final thought tonight, I just want you to think about having fun, right? Life can be so serious. Life can be so overwhelming. But just like me and producer Britt were going back and forth just now, I had no idea she could whistle that well. Like, she was just, she sounded like a bird. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. And we were able to laugh. And laughing is healthy for you because you get to release and get that hit of dopamine. So going into your weekend, find something to allow you to relax. Read a book, watch a movie, watch some cartoons, get a big old bowl of cereal like you're a fifth grader, and enjoy yourself. Because life as an adult, it can be so serious and so overwhelming. But family, if you have not hit that subscribe button, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join the Speak Your Success Media family here on YouTube and you never miss an episode. All right. But we'll be back, right, for Monday Momentum. We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back. But until then, family, remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other